This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Just another voice in the crowd. You're an important voice here on the Good Day program. 7 after the hour, the 4th of July is upon us. Interesting, important things are happening. A few warnings here and there. And then, of course, there's the occasional news from China, which doesn't celebrate the 4th of July. Crank it up there, Kara. Yet they're always
friendly and they're ready. I can't believe I'm doing this.
Well, the story from China today, again, has nothing to do with the 4th of July in America. Apparently, they put the final piece into position on what is going to be the largest radio telescope on the planet. It's going to be used to explore space and seek out extraterrestrial life. Extraterrestrial life. This is a 500-foot spherical telescope. It's cut out of the side of a mountain. Looks like something the size of 30 football fields. Looks like something straight out of Dr. No. If you've ever seen that movie, Kara, if you haven't seen that movie, see Dr. No. This is a massive telescope. It took them 5 years to build it. It'll be operational later in the year, but they just put the final piece in there over the weekend. China hopes to put a man on the moon by 2036 and construct a space station because they want to control the moon because they think whoever controls the moon controls the Earth. So what do you think about that, boys and girls?
I just wonder what the plan is if they do find extraterrestrial life.
Uh-huh.
What are they going to do then?
Well, there is extraterrestrial.
I'm not saying that there isn't, but I'm saying that, you know, once, if we confirm it, you know, then what do people do? Freak out because they think we're going to get attacked or something?
No. This is not Independence Day. It's not about being attacked. The thing that, it is amazing what our society and what life is all about. We suspect the word alien in and of itself is not positive. When you think about aliens, we think about people who have come. There's a new movie that is being shot right now. Steven Spielberg is doing, and I think Tom Hanks, I don't know this for a fact, but it seems to me in the back of my mind, I remember Tom Hanks is the captain, I believe, of a spaceship. I believe Spielberg is working in cooperation with Clint Eastwood to put this together. But the storyline is that astronauts go into space, and they find, I think Matt Damon may be in this movie as well, they find life in other planets that are the same as life here. So they go to a planet way, 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 way out there and find people who look like what we consider black people. They look at other planets and they find white people. And they go to other planets, they find yellow people. But they find, and this feeds into my philosophy, those of you who think that I'm completely off my rocker, that I don't believe in evolution in a sense, or I don't believe in most of the theories that are put forth by people who would like to have control of how we think and what we think. I believe that the only real explanation that has ever worked for me is having people come here from other planets and develop the culture or society that we have developed. So, and you look around and you understand we're just beginning to grasp now the vastness of the universe and how this one little ball that we're on floating around this one little sun in this small little solar system in a relatively small galaxy that is among the millions and millions of galaxies that exist in the universe where there is no beginning and no end. And so you think to yourself, okay, what is it? What is the what's the standard scientific reality here? And science is always disproving itself, as far as I'm concerned. So I don't really believe much science. It's convenient sometimes to understand certain things in the scientific method that are of value, but I think that the exploration of space and how it conflicts with religion makes people very uncomfortable. So we tend, especially on a day like today, the 4th of July, we become very centrist, very focused. We're all about our country. But then when things like, as Kara's suggesting, what are the Chinese going to do? We have plenty of these sorts of things. We're looking way out there. And, yeah, we're trying to get to the moon before the Chinese so we can colonize the moon. And yada, yada, yada. So what's next? We colonize Mars. And then we go beyond that to colonize other places. Okay, so that's, I'm happy to have us learn as much as we can without expectation. That's really the bottom line. All right, so it's the 13 after the hour. Let me clue you in on something that is brand new in the discussion field today. I found out about a new program that guarantees you 8% return, absolutely, without question, no ifs, ands, or buts. For those of you who have a money market account that pays you about 2%, for those of you who have treasuries that are down and have gone down the last 10 years, for those of you who want to know more about this real estate income fund, which you can basically get into for not a lot of money, decide how much you want to put in, $10,000, $100,000, $5,000, whatever it is, they'll allow you to earn a secured 8% yield. You can receive monthly checks or reinvest the distribution back into the fund to compound your return. This is all about real estate, commercial real estate. Thus, I would send you to the Commercial Real Estate Income Funds.com website. Commercial Real Estate Income Funds, all one word, .com. Or you can call, this number is pretty easy to remember, 888-444-2012. Call that number. But I think you ought to go online and just read the information about the Commercial Real Estate Income Funds and then watch the short video and see if this isn't a great way for you. You can put these things in your 401k. You can do anything you want with them. This is a brand new thing. I just found out about it. They've asked me to tell you the story about how you can get a guaranteed 8%. It's the same as having it locked into a bond. This is locked in, safe, safe, safe. Real estate doesn't fluctuate in value anything like the stock market does. So your holdings in the fund don't go up and down in price at all. And the minimum hold time is 18 months. You can keep your money in there after that if you want for as long as 10 years. This is something people are holding inside an IRA or outside an IRA, whatever you want to do. But the security of the investment is explained. All they've asked you to do, me to do, is tell you where to go to get the info. Commercial Real Estate Income Funds, plural, .com, or call them at 888-444-2102 and get the info. You can also go to info at real, at, what is it, reincomefunds.com. Ask away your questions. Info at reincomefunds. I mean, if I give you too much information, you get confused. Just if it's easy for you to find out, just call and say, what's the story with 8% guaranteed return on a real estate investment? 888-444-2102.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
All right, good thing about the 4th of July, we can always count on having a good Geico commercial. 17 after, every day, 17 after the hour on Good Day for the 4th of July. Coming up, our 2020 citizens test. Yes, another question pulled directly from the actual test for citizenship. More comments on the fireworks conversation that we had earlier than anything else. The continuing conversation, Twitter, at Good Day Show. The history of fireworks, war rockets, they were called first. Speaking of the Chinese, they were made in China in the 6th century. The first fireworks were firecrackers, known as Chinese crackers or Chinese firecrackers, and they're still used in China and elsewhere to celebrate weddings and births and the Chinese New Year, etc., etc., etc. And then in the 14th century, the Europeans began using gunpowder from weapons, as well as for the pyrotechnic shows. Italians and Germans recognized as the masters of the fireworks game. Fireworks featured living people holding skyrockets and other fireworks. They were called green men because they placed leaves and greenery all over their bodies to ward off burns. Gotta be crazy. In 1486, the wedding of Henry VIII, fireworks displayed then. Let's see here. Composer George Friedrich Handel created a symphony called Music for the Royal Fireworks, which was to be used by Henry VIII. So, and then the business about up to the moment, the reason that people are suggested, or the suggestion is strong, stay away from fireworks is because people have no common sense. People aged 20 and younger, serious risk of being injured. Researchers blame the relaxation of U.S. laws. The only place in the country where you cannot buy fireworks at all, the only states, Delaware, New Jersey, and Massachusetts, outright ban on consumer fireworks. Otherwise, you can get them every year. Story of burns, related injuries, the amount of serious injuries requiring hospitalization up tremendously in the last 4 or 5 years. University of Louisville research team measured the number of firework-related injuries for young people aged 20 and younger. It's ridiculous. Why can't you have? Why don't you use some common sense, for God's sake? It's all right if you're going to get them. If we're caught in, I'm in Massachusetts. If we're caught with fireworks, we can go to jail for 4 months. That's how serious they are about not letting us mess around with fireworks. All right, so what is the most pleasant thing? What are you going to have to eat today, Kara? Hot dogs? How many people are going to have hot dogs?
Probably hamburgers. I'd rather have a hamburger than a hot dog. I feel like I can trust them a little bit more.
All right, here's the 2020 News Quiz question. Which is not a cabinet-level position? Secretary of the Interior, Energy, Communications, Agriculture, or Communications? Wait a minute, I said that twice. All right, what's the answer? Stay away.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Producing a show just for you on the 4th of July. What musical segment, musical news stories about Prince of just every day of the summer. So today's not unusual. Pair of items from the Purple Rain wardrobe booth sold over the weekend at an auction in L.A. The white ruffled shirt, black and white leather-sleeved blazer from the film, which was made in 1984, sold for $96,000 each. Each. The shirt, $96,000. The blazer, $96,000. The auction, the pre-auction estimate of value for the shirt and the blazer was $6,000 to $8,000. They got $96,000 a piece for the relatives to argue about. Who's going to get that money? Unbelievable. All right, let's see. Madonna in the musical news today. Madonna, it's the 30th anniversary of Madonna's third studio album, True Blue. At that time, she was in love. She married Sean Penn. She said she named the song in the album after her favorite expression of Penn's True Blue. This is from that album, right? Isn't this True Blue? The biggest hit.
Yeah, this is True Blue. There were a couple other big hits from this album, too.
Papa Don't Preach was in that album, right?
Yeah, and this is... I think when I was younger, I didn't know what this song was about, but this was always one of my favorite songs.
What do you think it's about?
I assumed it was about having a baby.
Yeah.
And not getting an abortion.
Well... Yeah, but don't
or not giving it up for adoption.
Be careful. Just be careful, I think. And it got a lot of attention because of that, in fact. MTV called on fans to create videos for the song, chose five finalists. The winner took home $25,000 in prize money. By the end of the 80s, Madonna had divorced Sean Penn and stopped performing True Blue in concert. You won't hear it singing. She's not going to sing it anymore. She wasn't bitter, though, necessarily. Interviewer asked her what the words true blue reminded her of, and she answered, romance. So, all right, nothing wrong with romance. The more the merrier. Katy Perry in the musical news today as well. Celebrates becoming the most followed person ever on Twitter. She has 90 million followers. Can we post something so that her followers can... Well, what can we put on her Twitter page so we can become part of that gang, Karen? Follow her with something.
I don't know, but it feels like we really should.
Yeah. Most followed person on Twitter. She retweeted the announcement from Twitter's official account over the weekend. She stated, quote, "It's party time at Katy Perry. With 90 million on the guest list, we're going to need a really big dance floor." That means she has nearly doubled Kim Kardashian's 46 million followers and casts shade on that little worm Bieber's 83 million followers. Taylor Swift has 79 million followers on her account. Okay. All right, so it's all about who can be number one. The Spice Girls anniversary reunion on hold after Mel C says, "I'm not going back to this." And Victoria Beckham says, "I'm not going back either." So who does that leave? You don't have Mel C, you don't have Victoria Beckham. Who you got left? Melanie Brown, right?
Yeah, you've got Scary Spice, Ginger Spice, and Baby Spice, I guess.
Really?
Huh. Jen's going to be real disappointed. This is a
Jennifer
little sad
is.
To me, too, yeah.
All right, so we'll have to say this. Jennifer and Victoria not here today. Holiday time, but Kara's here and Doug's here at 28 past the hour.
Not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Are
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. Okay, our 2020 news quiz question, I just squeezed it in as we got to 20 past the hour, but haven't had time to go back to it. So here we go. Everybody ready? Ready? Please pay attention. There are four sort of quasi, well, I'm going to give you a list of four positions. You tell me which one is not a cabinet-level position, okay? Inspired by Madam Secretary from last night. Here we go. Question about which of these four is not a cabinet-level position. This is a good question. It comes directly from the actual test for citizenship that's given to people who choose to do it the right way. Those are the people we want to have here versus the people who don't want to do it the right way. I'm not interested in having them here, frankly. 888-302-3684. Which is not a cabinet-level position? Secretary of the Interior, Secretary of Energy, Secretary of Communication, Secretary of Agriculture. Which of those four is not a cabinet-level position? If you were taking a test to get into this country, didn't know the answer to that, I think you have to have a 70%. I think you have to have 70% in this. So if you are on board, help yourself. Not a cabinet-level position, Interior, Energy, Communications, and Agriculture. You'll get a copy of the book, Life is Good When You Do the Work, With the correct answer on the air, and we'll talk a little about what you're doing for the 4th of July, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The Washington Monument focus, as it ought to be. Hot dogs in New York City focus, as it ought to be. Is this like America's apple pie fascination? The Frankfurter ruling the 4th. If Kara, I'm sorry, Victoria were here, she would talk about how many hot dogs is that contest, the Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest that goes on. This is the 100th year that's had a lot of publicity. Nathan goes back to 1916. The hot dog competition became, I remember talking about this in the 70s. It seems to me that's when it really got hot. Joey the Jaw Chestnut set the world record in 2013, polishing off 69 hot dogs in 10 minutes. 8 straight years, but he got booted last year. He lost to Matt the Megatoad Stoney. Now they're facing off at Coney Island today. The showdown will be on ESPN3. And then later on today, Macy's having a big 4th of July fireworks display. I heard somebody started a rumor, and I don't know if it's true or not, that Macy's was going out of business because people, they just can't make it work. I was comparing, this was a conversation I was having with someone at a, I had stopped off to say hi to a couple of friends when I was driving by their house on my tractor, and we were talking about Whole Foods, and then I started telling them about Whole Foods and the profit per square foot, and then I talked about Macy's and the profit per square foot for Whole Foods, about $940 a square foot per year per store. Macy's profit about $140 a store, and that's hard after you paid all the expenses. Not bad, but will it continue or will they keep going down because so many people are buying online? That was the question in the conversation. All right, anyway, so let's see here. There is a big fireworks display on the East River, 56,000 pyrotechnic shells, 22 different hues. The debut of Pyro Writing tonight in the skies over New York, all synchronized to patriotic tunes performed by the Air Force Band. Fireworks are televised on NBC. I think CBS is doing the Boston Esplanade, but you'll see all kinds of fireworks tonight. And let's see here in Connecticut, New Haven's newly renovated Kew Bridge, illuminated in red, white, and blue tonight, becoming the first bridge to feature commemorative lighting. So that was set up to coincide with the 4th of July. Okay, let's see what we can do conversationally here with the question, which, it's a 2020 News Quiz question. We're getting close to 20 before the hour, so it's appropriate to go back to this. Which is not a cabinet-level position? Interior, energy, communication, and agriculture. Let us just visit with these people as we're having the conversation with them, starting with John in Salisbury, Maryland. Happy 4th of July, John.
Same to you guys.
Thank you. What are you doing today that's special? What's that?
And we're all working today.
What are you doing?
I'm a security supervisor for a major chicken producer.
A major chicken producer. Mm-hmm. Let's see, we can either Tyson's or Purdue, and I'm betting it's Purdue because in Maryland, Purdue's bigger than Tyson, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I got it right. Pretty good, huh? I'm not just your average mouth. All right, so you, what does it involve, you being a security guard? Where you keep people from stealing the chicken?
Basically, we're keeping tabs on who comes in and out and whether things are right or wrong.
Is the plant operating today normally?
No, we're on a holiday routine here.
Which means what?
Half of it worked Friday and half of them work today.
Uh-huh, but they're still producing chicken.
Oh, yeah.
How much chicken do you eat?
At least once or twice a week.
Yeah, do you get free chicken for working there?
Oh, no.
Free chicken.
I purchase just like everybody else
just
does.
Like everybody else does, okay. All right, so of those four cabinet-level positions, or of those four secretariats, which one, interior, energy, communications, and agriculture, doesn't really exist?
Communications.
All right. Ron, in Washington, you agree with John?
Yes, I agree.
You agree. All right, you're both right. You both get copies of the book. Life is good when you do the work. So what are you doing, Ron, to celebrate the 4th of July?
I'm just sitting here enjoying the good weather in Goldendale, and nice sun's coming up. So
sun's just about
day.
Coming up there, isn't it? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. What do you normally do for a living? What do you do with your time?
I'm retired now. I live on 20 acres up in the middle of nowhere.
20 acres in the middle of nowhere sounds like paradise to me. What do you do with the 20 acres?
Oh, I grow rocks and lots of trees.
Rocks are the specialty of the house in Colorado.
Oh, just in Oregon, yeah.
Oh, you're in Oregon.
I mean, in Washington.
Right.
We also had a bear come through our property the first time in the last 20 years.
Grizzly or black bear? What kind of a bear was it?
Black bear this week. Not a big one, kind of a young one.
Yeah.
Went up the tree right by my garage and left there and took off, and we haven't seen him again since. So
do you worry about things like that?
No. I'm in the country like this. You all kinds of animals, and you can't worry about them. They're part of life. You just have to live with it.
Yeah, well, we disturbed their life. They haven't disturbed ours.
Their reaction to
what goes on is based on what we're doing with them.
Yeah, we got deer that come down and come by or step up on our back deck and almost like want to talk to us. So
yeah, what do you do special for the 4th? Anything?
Not anymore. I'm retired military, and I used to do a lot of stuff, but anymore. Maybe if we got friends or kids showing up to visit, we'll have a barbecue. In fact, we got some friends that only come in once in a while. They live on 20 acres next to me, and they'll come over today. So we'll probably have a beer and sit around and talk about the world.
Yeah. Well, you're going to talk about it in a positive sense or a negative sense?
Oh, it's positive. 20 years of my life, over 20 years of my life, I worked for this country to help protect it. And so I hope I can keep protecting it however I can.
Yeah. Well, there are all kinds of ways of doing it, for sure. Having a thought about where do we go moving forward, not taking some of the things that aren't right, sitting down. I think talking about them is one thing. Doing something about it is something else. Maybe there's a little inspiration that will come out of a lot of the time that people spend together today trying to assess the future. Ron, hold on just a second. Thank you very much for the conversation. As I said, both John and Ron will get copies of Life is Good When You Do the Work, Maria Trilogy. You can find out more about it at smbworks.com. It's 44 past the hour on the 4th of July.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
This report is brought to you by SC Johnson. There are many things that make summer great. Camping trips, barbecues, getaways to the beach. Trying to avoid pesky mosquito bites? Not so great. It's National Mosquito Control Awareness Week, and the bug experts at the SC Johnson Entomology Research Center have a few tips and tricks to help protect you and your family from mosquitoes this summer. Be sure to wear light-colored, breezy fabrics that allow you to cover up while keeping cool. Use personal repellents with DEET or Picaridin. They are the best line of defense from mosquito bites when outdoors. Always make sure to read and follow all directions for repellents carefully. Don't forget to repair the screens on windows and doors to keep mosquitoes out of your house. Outside, make sure to remove any standing water from fountains, bird baths, and buckets where mosquitoes may breed. Lastly, remember some mosquitoes are most active during the day, so be sure to take extra precautions when you're out in the sun. For more tips, visit www.scjohnson.com/mosquitoes.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait.
Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higgins shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, said emojis to express his feelings about the plot twists, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at Geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right. It's 46, 47 minutes after the hour. I was just looking at how many people are going to eat hot dogs today. This may give you a stomach ache. 20 billion hot dogs will be consumed today.
How many times does that go around the world?
Oh, my God. Well, you can figure it out. What's the average length of the average hot dog? About 6 inches?
Probably.
Yeah. All right, so figure out 2 per foot. All right, so you can do wait a minute. We had a math problem the other day, and we didn't do well with it.
I feel like we're having a math problem every day.
All right, let's see. We'll just give people a headache by figuring out. All right, so let's say there are 2 dogs per foot. All right? There are 5,280 feet in a mile. All right? You follow me so far?
Mm-hmm.
There are 25,480 miles around the Earth at its circumference. That is known as the equator. All right? So if you multiply, it should figure out, if you multiply 25,480 by 5,280 by, you don't have to do any 2 per feet. Well, yeah, 2 hot dogs. So 25,480 times 5,280 times 2.
Yeah, so I got there 10,560 hot dogs in a mile.
10,560 hot dogs in a mile. All right, so you multiply that times 25,480.
This should be our 2020 news quiz.
46. 8 times 5 is 40. That's 4. 8. Okay, so let's see here. 4 times 0. 4 times 6 is 24. 4 times 5 is 20. That's 2. Carry the 2. 4 times 10 is 40, so 42. Let's see here. We're only getting halfway through. Halfway 10, 20. That's a lot of hot dogs. Right, if I keep doing this.
Yeah, that's my conclusion at the end. I can't remember what I'm supposed to be multiplying the 10,565.
No, I got it right. Yeah. Let's see here. So at the ballparks alone today, 26.8 million hot dogs will be eaten. Let's see here. There's pretty much action at every ballpark, right? I think there is, if I'm not mistaken. And... let's see here. The top cities for hot dog consumption, Los Angeles is one. New York, if we had time, we'd do the big voice announcer. New York is 2, Chicago 3, Philadelphia 4, San Antonio is 5 in the top 5 list of where the most hot dogs will be eaten today. I like that, boys and girls. 10 before the hour.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 53 after the hour here on the 4th of July with Doug and Kara. Kara has list of the box office totals for the weekend so far. Chucker's not with us. How many of you saw the 60 Minutes Night of the Movies last night? It was quite good. I'll spend a minute talking about that. Plus, an Oscar-winning director has passed away. All that coming up here on Movie News.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
55 past the hour, Michael Cimino, who won critical acclaim, Oscar glory for his film The Deer Hunter, passed away over the weekend at the age of 77. This movie, appropriate to be thinking about for the 4th of July weekend, is about the Vietnam War and its effects on American society. Best Director Academy Award, one of the film's producers, got Best Picture as well. It was Robert De Niro, Christopher Walken, and the focus on the horrors of the Vietnam War. Apparently De Niro worked a couple of times with Cimino. His career came crashing down after being tapped to make the Western Heaven's Gate, which was a disaster for himself in the studio. That was the end of his career. The point is that we are talking a lot about the things in our country. Movies have played an especially strong role, I think, in having us understand more about our country, what it's all about. And I think we need to understand this today. We need to understand our country. So, all right, understanding what people's tastes are brings me around to asking Kara Schillen to give us an underscore on what movies have done well so far, although there's another day. What's that box office total list look like now?
Well, after 1 week, it looks like Finding Dory is still in the top spot, and that pulled in almost 42,000. Or 42 million. Sorry.
Not a surprise. I don't think that's a
this
surprise.
Weekend, yeah, which I'm thinking that people are still going to see that in the weekends to come because it's so popular. The Legend of Tarzan, which just came out last weekend, came in number two, which is surprising to me because it looked very lackluster. I liked the two actors in it, but it didn't look very good. That had 38 million.
Really?
The Purge Election Year, which I'm sure you were very excited about, came in at 30 million. And the BFG, which is the new Steven Spielberg I guess that one was animated, came in at 19 million, which was surprising to me because I thought that one looked pretty interesting. It was a kid's movie, but I thought it looked more interesting than The Purge and Legend of Tarzan. And then Independence Day, still at number 5 with 16 million, but that's down almost 60% in the last 2 weeks.
Not as good as the original by any stretch of the imagination. Last night on 60 Minutes, they had a night at the movies, and they started with an interview with J.J. Abrams and the story on Star Wars. It was really, I didn't see the whole thing, but I saw bits and pieces of it. He spent a lot of time talking about how he was hired, John Williams, the Star Trek composer, the movie music, the movie magic. He said, I was a fan, and I can't believe that I'm here making this movie. It was big. I thought that's cool. Steven Spielberg pitched the movie to Abrams. He was brought in and said, okay, bring this guy, get us somebody. And so that's cool. Michael Caine was interviewed last night. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful way for you to understand what I like most, understand what kind of a cool guy he is. Leslie Estall interviewed him. He's 82 years old, still wants to work as much as possible. He grew up in the Swiss Alps here, that story. And what I found most fascinating was how he learns his lines. That's something people have asked me to be an actor, and I've never felt good about it because I'm not much good at learning lines. Anyway, that's the story. The world of movies, movie moments.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.